Western Bouncers. The title, Are We There Yet, for my series and the book that I made, comes from when kids are going to the seaside. I remember doing it as a child, and you're in the back of the car and it just seems to take an eon to get somewhere, and you're just going, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And repeating that. And Weston is very much one of those seaside British towns that perhaps has lost something from its heyday, from when people used to come from the Midlands, because actually Weston is the closest seaside town to Birmingham, which is right in the middle of Britain. So people used to go there on holiday in their droves. Now, certainly before the last couple of years, before Dismaland, it was a little bit of a faded grandeur, lost place. All the old Victorian architecture had seen better days. There weren't many people on the beaches. The pier was a bit lost. It still had some fish and chip restaurants, still had these bouncy castles and things and donkey rides on the beach, but it certainly was a little bit depressed, actually. But Banksy's Dismaland project and some investment from the council has meant that there's been something of a resurgence. And the following summer, we were blessed with lots of sunshine and the beaches were totally full. And with this picture in particular, the reason I like it is that it's the Muslim lady, the two maybe their sisters, are wearing the same colours as you can see in the bouncy castle. And she's carrying a bag and it just says illusion on it. And I like the cross-referencing of cultures sort of what's going on dynamically in the picture. And the boy in the bottom right-hand corner seems to be kind of hovering off the ground. And that's the beauty of what photography can do.